Hey, this is Paul McLeod of Paul McLeod and of the Sky Diggers, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
And the first set by Waterloo's own Paul McLeod.
Sure is. Welcome, friends, to Tell the Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff Robson. I've been coming down here and doing this particular program since the fall of 2002 and was down here longer than that. I was co-hosting a show called The Songwriter Circle for a year or so before I took over the reins of this one. And in the summer of 2002, it became time. You know, the host of the Songwriter Circle had moved away, and after clearing some hurdles, I'd inherited this time slot, and it came time to figure out what to call this thing. It wasn't going to be the same show, so I wasn't going to go with the same name, but I didn't know what to call it. I was stumped. I was stuck. I didn't really know what to do. I knew what the vision was for the show, but I didn't have a name. Because I'm uncreative, I asked all my friends to submit names for the show, and they came up with some great ones. a lot of great names, actually. But then I came down with the problem where I couldn't decide between all my friends who had given me all these great suggestions. And so I was stuck. And I think it was mere days before the show actually premiered where I remember sitting at home just wondering what to do and looking through my CD library trying to figure out what to do. And this album, it kind of reached out to me. It was one of those moments where, you know, a light shone down from heaven and shone on this record called Tell the Band to Go Home. It's by a guy named Paul McLeod, and at the time and probably still today, many of you wouldn't have a clue who Paul was and had never heard the record, but it's absolutely brilliant. It's a perfect kind of metaphor for what the show is about. It's called Tell the Band to Go Home, and it's a singer-songwriter show, so we focus on great songs, great singers, and great people. And so it's not about the band, it's not about the arrangement, it's about the song, and it's about, you know, the heart of the message and stuff, and that's kind of what we focus on. So the title worked. But the record also is just such a great example of the amazing music that's out there that doesn't get heard anywhere else. And I took it upon myself to introduce people to music exactly like this. And it's such a wonderful record that so many people still to this day have not heard. And I've made it my life's mission to play music like this. And in particular, Paul, we've played this record so much over the years. It's by far one of our most played albums in history. And for good reason, not just because we stole the name, but because it's so great, because we love it so much. Paul McLeod, we lost him a week or two ago. And so today's show is kind of a tribute to him and his spirit and his music and just what an amazing, amazing person he really was. We got to talk to Paul a couple of times on the show, and we might hear some of those conversations a little bit later on the program. If you have memories of Paul or requests or stories, I would dearly love to hear from you. 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM. I'm Jeff at tellthebandtogohome.com, Jeff with a J. You can find us on the Facebook, on the Twitter, I'm at Jeff Robson. Whatever it is, if you have a memory of Paul or a story about that, or, you know, just something that might fit with us today, might make us feel better about this confusing world that we live in, I would really love to hear from you. And we kicked it off with the first track off of Tell the Band to Go Home. It's called Cruelty, and it's just it's such a great record, and it's so impossible to find right now that, well, I thought I'd play the whole damn thing. Maybe some
spaces occupied. Seven blocks from the nearest opening. Over the phone you held on to her pride. And your eyes get smaller every day. Now it's all the same. Some days are better. Everyone's to blame. Me, I guess I will rectify all of the things I've done. Or maybe some. Or maybe on. Now it's all the same. Some days are better than others. And everyone's to blame. Me, I guess I will rectify all of the things I've done. Or maybe some. It seems strange that she should be offended. The same orders are given by her. And I've said this before now. You said I was childish, and you say it now. Not the mythical land of Madame George and roses. It's the home of police who kill black boys on mopeds. I love my boy, and that's why I'm leaving. I don't want him to be aware that there's any such thing as grieving. Young mother down at Smithfield, 5 a.m. looking for food for her kids, and her arms she holds three cold babies, and the first word that they learned was please. And these are dangerous days. To say what you feel is to lay your own grave. The mythical land of Madame George and roses. It's the home of police who kill black boys on mopeds. I love my boy, and that's why I'm leaving. I don't want him to be aware that there's any such thing as grieving.
Thanks a lot. Have a good night, everyone.
And they always did. That's Paul McLeod there. Great cover of Sinead O'Connor's Black Boys on Mopeds there.
Once again, the things I to me when I have no reply. It's already done. It's already make believe. It's already more than you can handle on your own. It's already done. It's already make believe. It's already more than you can handle when the things you do keep coming back to laugh at you. It's not funny now. You're not funny now.
Thank you. A song called Giants.
Ugly cry, little things fall.
take root and pull, leave your sad face for mine. And every day, yeah, every day is wonderful.
Friends, that is Paul McLeod, and that is the entire debut CD from Paul McLeod called Tell the Band to Go Home. And just to make things more interesting, I played it in completely the wrong order, just, you know, because. But it's a wonderful record. I wish that I could direct you to where to get a copy. Maple Music had a couple of copies a week or so ago, but they appear to be gone now. And I don't know. I don't know where to get it, but we'll keep playing it for you, that's for sure. That last one there that we heard was a song called Ugly Pride. That's actually the fifth song on the record. Before that, probably my favorite. It's the one we've played the most, I think, here on this program, Giants. Heard a song called Already Done in there before that. And the song that's actually the last song on the record, cover of Sinead O'Connor's Black Boys on Mopeds. And before that, we heard the second song on the record, Rectify. We are listening to some music from Paul McLeod, who passed away recently and left behind a lot of people who loved and admired and respected him. And we're doing our best to play a bunch of his great songs and just remember what a phenomenal talent he is. Paul came to my attention, as he did with so many people, in the late 90s when he joined up with our friends the Skydiggers. After their big record, Road Radio, founding member and huge part of the band, Peter Cash, left the Skydiggers and eventually went on and made some records with the Cash brothers, him and his brother Andrew. Just because of the nature of their shows and their music, they kind of needed another guy to fill in. And so they went and they got Paul McLeod. I'm not sure how they hooked that up or how they first met. I'd love, if anybody knows, I'd love for somebody to fill me in. But Paul stepped in, and what an incredibly daunting task that must have been to be seen as the guy replacing Peter Cash in the Skydiggers because he was such a big part of it. But he certainly never pretended to be taken over for Peter Cash, and nobody in the Skydiggers sort of treated him like he was a replacement for Peter. He wasn't just a fill-in. He was a talented guy who brought a lot to their live shows and their records. For quite a while. He first joined them on a record that, it's a bit of a divisive record, I guess. It was going to be hard going in, losing Peter Cash. So they made a bit of a different record. It's not as folk and country influenced as some of their other records. It's a lot more electric of a record. And Paul played a lot on the record and contributed some background vocals. And he doesn't come to the forefront in these tracks, but if you listen carefully, you can certainly hear his wonderful harmonies and great guitar playing. I'm going to play a two. Now, like I said, we chose the name "Tell the Band to Go Home" as the title of this program, obviously. But the second contender was the title track of this record. When I first applied for a show here on UMFM, I wanted to play a whole bunch of great Canadian music. I didn't really have much more of a focus than that. Whenever somebody first applies for a show at Campus Radio, the application is always the same. We've got a stack of them out there, I'm sure, that say, I have a diverse taste in music. I have a very diverse music collection, and I want to play a bunch of stuff that people haven't heard before. That's what we all say. And that was the proposal for my show. I can see why they didn't choose it. But originally it was going to be called Desmond's Hip City, in honor of this record from the Skydiggers. And we'll play you that song as well as one other one that you can hear Paul pretty well on. And I remember him being a huge part of in the live shows at that period. Here are the Skydiggers on Tell the Band to Go Home.
I feel the basement's pounding down in Desmond's Hip City. Playing all the favorites again. I feel the trains roll slow. Hip City, floating through the market again. And while the marketplace was full, dragged down below, I feel
Hi, this is Andy Mays from the Skydiggers, and you're listening to Jeff Robson on Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UM.
Before I ever see you again.
From the album Bittersweet Harmony, that's the Skydiggers featuring Paul McLeod there. A song written by Paul, and a great one at that. Great song, and it was you know, it's nice to see him get a song contribution on a Skydiggers record. You know, with Finlayson and Mays being such great songwriters, and they always pulled out some great covers of people like Andrew Cash and whatnot. It was I don't know. I considered it a big tip of the hat to record a Paul McLeod song on that record, and what a great song it is. It's the Skydiggers. Before that, we heard a couple from an album called Desmond's Hip City. We heard This New Country and the title track, Desmond's Hip City. We are paying tribute to the late, great Paul McLeod. I want to stick with in Skydiggers land for a few more here, and to just celebrate what a great live band they especially were at the time. I mean, they still are, of course. Anytime you've seen the Skydiggers, they've always been fantastic. But it was a great time to watch that band play when Paul was around. And we'll play a few things from Paul and the band. I got a couple of bootleg recordings coming up that I'll just tell you about. The last thing that you're going to hear is certainly the last time I ever saw Paul with the Skydiggers. I don't know if it may have been, in fact, the last time he ever played with the Skydiggers. I'm not aware of another time after that, but he got together with them in October of 2009 for a special show at the Glenn Gould Studio in Toronto, and I just happened to be there that weekend and was able to catch that show, and I want to play something from that fine show. We also got a couple of great live recordings off the old internet. If you go on Facebook, there's a great tribute page called In Loving Memory of Paul McLeod, and people are posting all kinds of photos, and there's some great live recordings as well. And I want to play a little thing of Paul along with Josh and Andy from the Skydiggers. I think you're going to like it a lot, especially the cover that we're going to hear. It does get cut off, unfortunately, but I really want you to hear the part that is there for sure. But first, I want to go to the Skydiggers live record called There and Back, and this great cover featuring Paul. These are the Skydiggers. Listen to Tell a Band to Go Home.
Down around Biloxi, big girls are swimming in the sea. And oh, they look like sisters in the ocean. And the boy who filled his pail with salty water. And the sky is red from off toward New Orleans. The sun shone on Biloxi. The air is full of vapor from the sea. And the boy will dig a pool beside the ocean. Chance from a dream up on the water. And the sky is red from off toward New Orleans. And the sky is red from off toward. We'll be right back.
can find their faces in the sea. We're walking in the evening by the ocean.
Steps over the halls. outside her door, 'cause she has lit a chunk house fire into the sky.
Starts out something like this, that pulled me down with a
There are the Skydiggers. From October 24th, 2009, at Glenn Gould's studio in Toronto. And I was very privileged to be at that particular show. To my knowledge, that might be the last time that Paul ever played with the Skydiggers. We had a great time kind of palling around after that and talking. And it was one of the many times, many, many times that Paul and I over the years talked about him coming to Winnipeg for a house concert. Ever since I started hosting house concerts, Paul was one of the guys who was always after. And I would always get in touch with him and say, you know, when's it going to happen? I offered to fly him out, like everything, like, you know, just anything he needed. And it just never ended up happening. We came close once. Lynn Jackson was coming out. She was going to bring Paul. And I thought that was going to be our time. It never connected. And I'm very, very sad about that. But so glad that I got to see him a bunch of times with the Skydiggers, including that time right there. That was Pull Me Down. First song they did that night. It's a great show, and I have a recording of the whole thing. If you want to hear more, you can just email me, jeff@telebandagohome.com. I got to fix it up a little bit first. It's a gooder, though. It's well worth listening to. We also heard a couple in there recorded live by a guy named Richard Mann, and you can find those through the In Loving Memory of Paul McLeod page. Or you can find it through his site, which I just finally went to, and holy cow, I got to spend some more time on this page, soundman with two N's .com. And, you go to his live recordings page, and, it is just, it's an unbelievable treasure trove. It's just like all kinds of incredible. I think I might get lost in this page for days. Very much looking forward to that. So you might want to check that out. We heard a recording of Josh and Andy from the Skydiggers, along with Paul McLeod in Waterloo. We heard their version of "The Kids Are All Right" there. Wasn't that nice? And You Got a Lot of Nerve, the Andrew Cash song that Skydiggers did. And before that, we heard Paul and the band doing a cover of Jesse Winchester's "Biloxi" from the album There and Back Live. Interestingly, that album's got re-released as part of their 20th anniversary package a few years ago, but that song got dropped, and it bugs me. It really bugs me. It's not on there, but if you find the original single version of that record, it's on there. I want to play some electric Paul McLeod and some more live recordings and, you know, whatever else we can find. Do have to take a quick break, though, and come right back. We'll keep it short, and I'll tell you that you're listening to CJUM 101.5 UMFM at the University of Manitoba.